Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Time now for the Outdoor Living and Gardening Show, presented by Preston Green, right here on 93.9 The Ville. Give the show a call at 502-8150-93.9. Now, here's your host, Steve Mercer.
Well, good morning, Kentuckiana. Going to be a beautiful day in the Ville. Going to be a little hot today, though. Summer has finally arrived, and it just seems like it's hotter than normal for summer right now. We're not getting, thankfully, we're not getting any of that soupy humidity that frequently comes to visit the Ville. But it's really hot and dry out there right now, and it's important that you stay on top of your watering for your plants, whether it be your landscape or your annuals or your vegetable garden. And we're going to be talking about some strategies to help with that today. And we want to let you know that we do have a sale going on right now, 50% off on our annuals and vegetables and our house plants and succulents, and we've got even our chemicals and our garden art is on sale. So there's never been a better time like now to come pick up some of that stuff. We also still have herbs available. Come pick them up. If you've still got room in your garden, why, no time like the present to take advantage of the sale and get some planted right away. So we'd love to have you there at the store sometime today. We are, believe it or not, even though it's been hot, we still have lots of landscape projects going on, and people are still calling and scheduling us to come out and do landscape designs, and we're still planting trees and shrubs. You just have to baby them a little bit more this time of year, just because it's so hot and dry. But it's certainly doable to get them planted, and we'd love to help you with that if you have a project coming up. We have several pools that we're working on, and several houses as well. So some of our projects end up being a combination of house and pool. So it's a lot easier to get all that done all at one time, especially since all of our houses are ICF houses, which means, you know, the outside perimeter wall of your house is a concrete wall. And so if we're pouring the walls and sometimes the roof of the house, it's, you know, we're right there with the crew to pour an in-ground pool, and you know, just kind of gets it all done all at one time, and you know, gets all the headaches out of the way quickly, and you're ready to enjoy your new home for years and years to come. Now, we want to talk a little bit today about your house and your health. Now, you know, everybody talks about you know, your diet and exercise as being a big portion of your health. What's not generally talked about is how your house impacts your health. Now, obviously, exercise and what you eat has an important impact on your health, but the environment of your house also has an impact on your health, and that can be your air quality inside your house, and it can also be impacted by things like mold in the house. And a lot of older wood frame houses eventually get a water leak, whether it be in a basement or a pipe at some point starts leaking, and next thing you know, you've got black mold in the house, and it can be a very expensive abatement issue. But primarily, it's a health issue, because you know, if you get black mold in the house, it will impact your life dramatically. The worse it gets, the more health problems you're going to have. So, also, there's been some studies on the air quality of your house and how that impacts the people of the house. As a matter of fact, I believe it was Finland, they actually did a study where they had an open office environment with a bunch of people working in there on their computers on a daily basis, and they put up a partition on one side of the room, and they brought a bunch of old dusty carpets, and they just kind of threw them on the floor behind that partition, and they could actually watch the cognitive ability of the workers go down. And so the air quality in your house will affect how your cognitive ability, and you know, if you're having that problem in the house, you know, that will carry on to your work as well. So it's very important. Air quality is very important in a house. Now, in wood frame houses, they don't have they're not very tight. When I say tight, I mean they got a lot of air leaks. They're not very energy efficient. And most houses use ductwork to heat or cool their house around here. And, you know, you get a lot of dust in those in that ductwork over time. And if you don't regularly clean that ductwork, then you're just spreading all that dust and around the house, and it sets up an environment for poor air quality, and that impacts your health, and so there are solutions for that, and it's best if you you take care of this when you build your house to begin with, but you know, they can be retrofitted if necessary. What is the best solution is to not have ductwork in your house to begin with. And if you don't have ductwork in your house, then you don't have a constant layer of dust on everything, because you don't have the noise every time the furnace kicks on. You don't have you don't have drafts in the house. you know, because what happens when a thermostat calls for heat or cooling, it probably hasn't been running for a while. And so when it kicks on, you know, the air that's in the ductwork is not the temperature of the air coming out of the furnace or the air conditioner. So it takes, you know, a minute or two for that air to get pushed out of the duct before you get the warm or the cool air coming out. And so what ends up, what happens is you end up with a draft in the house. And a lot of people are sensitive to that. And so if you want a more healthy and comfortable environment with no drafts, then one of the solutions is to eliminate the ductwork altogether. Now, we use a product which uses radiant technology in your ceiling. And it's called ThermoSealing, and it's a product from a company called Thermahex. And so these are radiant panels that are installed just above the drywall of your house. And then they radiate down towards the drywall. And then what happens is you can heat or cool your house from the ceilings of your house, okay? And that's counterintuitive. Everybody thinks that heat rises, and convective heat does rise, but radiant heat is more like a light bulb. So when you shine a light bulb on something, if you take a heat lamp, for example, however you point that heat lamp is where you're going to get the heat. And so you can point it at a wall and warm up a wall, or you can point it at the ceiling and warm up the ceiling, or you can point it at the floor and warm up the floor. So however you point it, that's where the heat comes from. Well, that's how a radiant system works. And so it's not a matter of heat rising anymore. It's where you point it is what gets warmed up. And so in a room with Thermahex in the ceiling, the radiant energy, whether it be wintertime and you're trying to warm something up, if you're cold, when that system kicks on, the radiant energy, the heat, will move towards items that are cold in the room to warm them up automatically. And that works in reverse in the summer when you're cooling stuff. And so what you end up with is, if you put it in the ceiling, then it warms all the surfaces that matter in the house, whether it be the floor, the chairs, the table, everything that you touch or sit in gets warmed or cooled depending on the time of the year. And so what you'll find is a system like this is much more comfortable to live in and a much healthier environment, because there's no ductwork to be pushing all this dust and whatnot around the house. And sometimes if you have like a big cathedral room, you may not be able to get enough radiant energy in there to warm or cool the area. And in that particular case, we have the ability to also put it in the floor as well. We don't like to put it in the floor unless we have to, because like if you have wood paneling or wood flooring, then you can only heat that flooring up to about 77 degrees, and anything more than that can potentially warp your flooring. So people who have radiant floors don't tend to have wood flooring because it can damage your wood flooring. So if you put your radiant system in the ceiling, you can avoid those issues altogether. And so by eliminating the ductwork, then we eliminate blowing dust around the house everywhere. Also, should somebody get sick, whether it be the flu or COVID, and my attorney went on vacation I think last week or so, and whole family went to Disney World, and they all came back with COVID. And so that animal is still out there, whether you realize it or not. So, if you get COVID and you have ductwork in your house, you have the ability to potentially spread it around. Now, obviously, if the whole house has got it, it's really a moot point. But if you're the only one that's got it, you certainly don't want to spread it around to all the rest of your family members. Maybe you have a family member who, wasn't able to be vaccinated because of allergies or something. And so you don't want to, bring that home and then cause somebody to have a serious health problem because you brought COVID home and your duct system spread that around to the other members of the house. And so with a system using a radiant system rather than ductwork, you can avoid spreading these germs and diseases around to the other rooms of the house. And that's a very important issue altogether. Now, there's several pieces and parts of this. It's not just the thermal system you put in the ceiling. You also have to have a different type of heat pump. And for that, we use what's called an air-to-water heat pump. It's a heat pump and a chiller all in one package. And so what it's doing is it's heating or cooling that air outside through an air-to-water heat pump and also a chiller in the summertime. And all your refrigerant stays outside. It's never in the house. And so all it's doing is pumping water out to that unit. And that unit is either heating the water back up or cooling the water back down, depending on the time of the year. And so that water is then pumped into the house and is moved through the Thermaltake system to either heat or cool the house. And you also can get hot water from that system as well. They're a lot more energy efficient. That's a very important point. You get a regular heat pump, they can be like 95% energy efficient. But with one of these systems, you can get like 300% energy efficiency. And so this is a different animal altogether. If you... You're not just heating and cooling the house, you're also getting hot water from the same system. You're saving lots more energy in that regard. Now, another product that is important towards your air quality, and especially in the kinds of more energy efficient houses, whether you're talking about a passive house or you're talking about a ICF house, an integrated concrete form house, where the outside wall of the house is built with a solid concrete wall with styrofoam insulation on either side of the wall, those houses are much tighter, which means carbon dioxide can build up in those rooms if you don't manage your air exchanges. It's much more important to manage your air exchanges in an energy efficient house. And there's a special piece of equipment called an ERV, which stands for Energy Recovery Ventilator. Now, most of those energy recovery ventilators, the way they work is any air that's coming into the house, the air first has to pass through a HEPA filter. So all those allergens and pollens that are outside, especially in the spring, they all get checked at the door. Now, obviously, when you walk in and out of the house, you know, a little bit of that stuff's going to come in, but nowhere near, you're not going to get nowhere near as many allergens in the house with an energy efficient house and an energy recovery ventilator, because all those air exchanges that are happening on an hourly basis, they're preventing all those pollens from getting in the house. And so if you have a child who has real bad allergies, you'll find that now you can create a safe haven environment for those children in their house, that they can get away from a lot of these allergies and whatnot, and just be able to live and relax without having to deal with the constant issues that the allergens that they experience. So it's really a more healthy way to create an environment for the people who live in the house. Now, there's another type of ERV. It's called a CERV, and a CERV stands for Conditioned Energy Recovery Ventilator, and it uses the latest technology that actually has a heat pump in conjunction with the ERV, and a lot of times that heat pump will be a Chiltrex heat pump, and so what this allows you to do is to manage that air inside your house. And the way they have it set up, the air, the indoor air quality, it has a monitoring system that monitors both the CO2 and the volatile organic compound levels inside your home to determine when ventilation is necessary. There are many gases that are undetectable to the human nose that can cause significant impairment to health, cognition, sleep quality, even though you can't smell them. The CERV can. While a CERV is a fairly small unit in capacity, its capabilities are anything but. By measuring indoor and outdoor temperatures and relative humidity levels, CERV knows the most efficient way to keep your home healthy and comfortable. And they have online control and monitoring. And they have several heat pump modes, recirculation cooling, recirculation heating, ventilation cooling, and ventilation heating. And so each one of these modes, it kicks in depending on the inside and outside temperature and the air quality that's being constantly monitored in the house. And so what you end up with is a much cleaner and higher air quality within your house. Now, when you combine the CERV and the Thermahex system that eliminates your ductwork, along with one of these Chiltrex heat pumps, you really do get a much higher quality indoor air environment and a much more energy efficient way to heat and cool your house. Now, there's more. Now we're going to transition into the outdoor living part. and that is your swimming pool. Now, the majority of swimming pools that are heated are directly heated with a pool heater. And so what the pool heater does is it heats the water, and then the water is then pumped back into the pool through the pool jets. Now, the problem is that most pools, the pool jets in your pool are somewhere between 16 and 18 inches below the water line. Now, that's the equivalent, when you're heating the pool, of putting your heat registers about 18 inches from the ceiling. And it takes three times more energy to push that heated air at the ceiling down to where you're living, you know, at table level. And so why would you do that in a pool? I mean, the smartest place to put the heated water is on the floor. Why? Because the heat will naturally rise up to the surface of the pool in due time. Now, a lot of people think that there's no reason to insulate the walls of a pool because you lose most of the heat. Most of the heat is lost from the surface of the pool. But what a lot of people haven't factored into is that the actual air on the top of a swimming pool is not a very good, it doesn't transfer heat near as efficiently as the walls and the floor of your pool do. And so if you have, and this is one of the reasons why you have to wait several weeks in the spring, even though you've had warm weather, you don't dare jump in the pool if it's not a heated pool, because it takes a while for that water to warm up because of the cold. The walls and the floor of the pool are still cold from winter, and it's still radiating that cold into the water of the pool, and it takes a while before the sun can kind of completely warm that water up to where it's comfortable enough for you to get in and start swimming in the pool. Now, when you insulate those walls, you create that thermal break that keeps that water from being cooled down from the winter. And so by insulating the pool, we now have the ability to control the water temperatures much better. Now, it just so happens that at the same time, that makes your pool a lot more energy efficient. And by using a Thermahex system on top of the concrete floor, not underneath, and then we put a special floor panel on top of the Thermahex system so that we can go on and put your pool finish on. And so should you ever get a water leak, you don't have to bust the concrete floor up. All you have to do is take those panels up, and that will give you access to those Thermahex systems should a water leak ever happen. And so a lot of people who have like a PEX type radiant floor system, eventually a leak springs, and they either have to go in and bust out the floor, or they have to abandon the in-floor radiant system altogether. And so this eliminates that problem, because all you have to do is just pull that panel up and you gain access to your radiant system to make any repairs if necessary. But the key here is that if you use the Thermahex system in your house and you put it on the floor of your pool, the same system that's heating and cooling your house now has the ability to heat and cool your pool. Now, never thought that people would be considering having to cool the water in a pool, but believe it or not, down in Florida, where it even gets hotter than it does here, there you're beginning to see more and more pools with systems to cool the water in the summertime. Now, if you have an insulated pool, that makes that whole process that much easier to do and more efficient. And so whether you're talking about heating or cooling your pool, if you install one of their systems, you can keep the water temperature exactly where you want it, regardless of what the temperature's doing outside. And that's a very important issue that makes swimming in your pool, it gives you the ability to swim in your pool regardless of what the weather is doing outside. And that's something that frequently anybody that's designing an outdoor living area, we're constantly trying to figure out ways to make the outdoor living area more comfortable so that you can use it for a longer period of time. And if you just look at the economics, let's just say that you go out and you make an investment in an in-ground pool and you spend somewhere between $70,000 and $100,000 to put that pool in. And now you can only swim in that pool for 3 months out of the year. Well, go do the math on how much that's costing you on a yearly basis. Those numbers don't look too good. If you're able to then swim in that pool year-round, boy, those numbers start to look a lot better. And so that's the whole point of any outdoor living area, because they are somewhat expensive to build. The better we can design those outdoor living areas to where you can enjoy them for a longer period of time every year, the more you get your money's worth out of that, out of your investment. And so, you know, economics does play a part in this, and then it also allows you to enjoy your outdoor living area much more than you could possibly do without some of these ways of extending your outdoor living area. We're going to take our first break now, and we'll be right back.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to the Outdoor Living and Gardening Show, presented by Preston Green, right here on 93.9 The Ville. Give the show a call at 502-8150-93.9. Now, here's your host, Steve Mercer.
Well, we're back in Tuckiana, and since it is hot and dry outside right now, and it looks like it's going to be that way for a while, it's time to start talking about irrigation. And, you know, if you're a plant lover, then it's just a necessary evil to invest in some irrigation. Now, we're going to start with landscaping, but we're going to talk about your garden, too, in this segment. So a lot of the local irrigation companies just use sprinklers in your landscape beds. The problem with that is that most of the water that you put on that landscape area has to be put on in the early morning, like from about 4 to 6 a.m. whenever the sun comes up. And so the idea here is to get all the water on those plants early enough that when the sun comes up, the sun can quickly dry off the leaves of those plants so that you don't damage the plants. You don't get fungus and whatnot growing on the leaves of those plants. And some of these plants are susceptible to things like powdery mildew. And so you don't want, the leaves of the plants wet all the time, because that's what causes fungal attacks on your landscape plants. Now, there are certain plants out there that, if you constantly water them, it will actually damage the leaves. And the one that comes to mind right off the bat are skip laurels. They get, these little pinholes or shot holes in the leaves, and that's caused by fungus. And overhead watering is what causes that. So the other issue is that when you plant a landscape, it's a very good likelihood that you have different water requirements for different plants in your landscape. Well, when you put a sprinkler on those landscape plants, some plants are getting overwatered and some plants are not getting enough water. And then when does the plant need a drink of water? Well, I don't know about you, but when it's 95 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when I want a drink of water if I'm outside. When you put this water on with a sprinkler system, those plants actually get their drink, between 4 and 6 a.m. And so the plants are a little bit stressed from the afternoon heat, and they have to wait, another 12 hours or so before they get a drink of water. Well, that's kind of a problem. If you're trying to create a stress-free environment to let your plants be all they can be and grow into their full glory, the best solution is to install a drip irrigation system in your landscape. And with a drip system, first of all, you don't have to have big pipes. It's all low flow. So you have to have more pipe, but it's smaller pipe. And it's all low flow. So you can actually water a front landscape just from the hose bib on the front of your house. And so the beauty of it is that your drip emitters, most all of them are pressure compensated. They're vastly different from a soaker hose. A lot of people put soaker hoses down in their landscape, and it's better than nothing at all. But the problem is the soaker hose has no regulation of the water pressure. So wherever you hook that soaker hose up to a garden hose, at the very front where you hook it up the garden hose, you get too much water. And by the time you get 25 feet away, you get absolutely no water coming out of it. Okay. And so there's nothing gets watered the same in that area. Now, when you go to a drip system, those drip emitters, they emit precisely a certain amount of water per hour. And you can get different drip emitters for different flows. So if you have a plant that likes a lot of water, you might use more emitters and more gallons per minute or gallons per hour, emitters for that particular plant. You get an area where you have something that likes it real dry, like a yucca, you might only use one that's like, a half gallon per hour. And so you have the ability to tailor the water requirements for each and every plant in your landscape by varying the amount and the flow rate of the actual emitters. Now, the problem with those systems is that now you have to know your plants. You have to know the water requirements of each and every one of your plants, and not everybody knows how to do that. Gardeners have a pretty good idea what the water requirements of their plants are because they're out there having to water them, and they know that, hey, if they've got a yucca in their yard, you know, you probably never water that thing. You know, and then, you know, if you've got daylilies in your yard, you know, they kind of like it on the wet side. So you're going to have to make sure that they get a little bit more water, or they're going to let you know that you're not treating them right. So it's important to know the water requirements of your plant if you're going to use a drip system. Now, the benefit is that, A, you're going to use less water. The water is going to be targeted for the water requirements of each and every plant. And because you're watering the roots of the plant, and all the water you put on is being put on underneath the mulch in your landscape, then you don't require as much water to keep your plants happy. So you're using less water. And the other issue is you can water at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with no issues, because we're not watering the foliage, we're just watering the roots. Okay, and that's a very important distinction, is that now we can water the water when the plants are stressed, when they need the water the most in the heat of the day, rather than having water at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And so what you end up with is your plants are happy and they don't get stressed, which means they, you know, you're letting them be all they can be. And that's a very important distinction. Now, let's talk about in the garden. Now, in the garden, we do something similar, but we use a different product in the garden. In the landscape, your drip pipe is a little more... it's a little heavier duty pipe because you're going to put that pipe in and you're going to leave it there from now on. Whereas in your vegetable garden, you're having to till that area up every year. And so you've got to put down temporary drip irrigation after you get your garden tilled. And for that product, we use a product called drip tape. Now, drip tape is just like it says. It's a tape. You roll it out, and then that's usually done after you've done your tillage work. Now, one additional step you can do, and this is how all the professional vegetable growers do, they have a special piece of equipment called a mulch layer. And so after you till your ground, you hook this machine up to your tractor, and as you pull it down the field, it has a couple of disc halters on the front of it that make a raised bed. And then as the raised bed is being made, the drip tape is being laid down on top of that raised bed. And then it has a roll of plastic on the back that's covering that bed in plastic. And then it has a couple of disc halters on the back of the machine that covers the edge of that plastic up. So by the time you get to the end of the field, you have a raised bed covered in plastic with drip tape underneath the plastic. And so all you need to do to start planting is just poke a hole in the plastic and plant your tomatoes or your peppers or some of your other vegetables, and then turn on the irrigation. And now you have reduced the weeds. You know, you don't have to fight near as many weeds when you do that, which allows you to spend more time harvesting vegetables rather than trying to keep the weeds from overtaking your vegetables. And so it's a much smarter way to garden. Now, the drip tape, again, is low flow. You know, you can hook a garden hose to it. You have to have a special regulator that keeps the pressure from like blowing up your drip tape. And so you tie a knot in the opposite end. You have a special connector on the front end where you're going to hook it to your garden hose. So you have a threaded garden hose connection to hook your garden hose to. And so when you turn that water on, you can literally water a 300-foot long row of, say, tomato plants with a garden hose. And so that's the power and the capability of a drip tape. And so at the end of the year, if you have an old hose reel maybe that you forgot and didn't bring it in and the water froze up and busted the pipe so that you can't really use it the way it was intended to be used, but the reel is still good, you could just use that reel to roll up your drip tape. And you can reuse your drip tape for about 3 years before you have to replace it. Now, we sell that drip tape at the garden center for 6 cents a foot. Now, you stop and think about that. 6 cents a foot, you can't even buy a soaker hose for that kind of money. And that drip tape's going to last you for about 3 years. So this is a very economical way to water your garden. Now, a lot of people, you know, their flowers or their garden, they do real well until it's time to go on vacation. And either they have to rely on a neighbor or a family member and maybe to water their garden while they're gone, or their landscape. And, you know, your neighbor or your family, they're not used to the water requirements of your plants, and so they're coming in and you know, they don't necessarily do a great job at keeping your plants happy. Well, the beauty of installing one of these systems, whether it be for your vegetable garden or for your landscape, is you can put a timer on that thing and it'll just wake up every day and it'll just water that area just like it normally does. And you don't have to worry if you go on vacation. When you come back, your garden will be just as happy, or your flowers will be just as happy as they were while you were there. Now, we also have a system for hanging baskets. And hanging baskets, we have a little spaghetti tube that runs down from your drip hose, and so you can even water your hanging baskets or your porch pots with a drip system. And so if you're really interested in really keeping your flowers in tip-top shape, this is the preferred way to do it. Now, one other little trick that we have is, with one of these systems, you can buy a fertilizer injector, and you can actually fertilize while you're watering your plants with this drip system. And so that just takes all the guesswork out of keeping your plants happy. And especially in hot, dry weather like we're having now. We're probably one of the only companies in town that carries drip tape and all the fittings that go with it for your vegetable garden. So if you're tired of dragging a hose, a lot of people use a sprinkler in their garden rather than drip tape. That's the worst thing you can do for tomatoes, because tomatoes are already susceptible to the southern blight, which blows up here on the winds from down south. And if you're using overhead sprinkler system, all you're doing is spreading that disease around. And so moving away from a sprinkler system and going to drip tape, you will find that your plants are far more healthy when you do that. And so this is the preferred way to water folks and to keep your plants in tip-top shape. And if you need one of those type systems, why, give us a call at the garden center. We'd be happy to design and show you how to use it It's really easy to do, so I would recommend that that you take a look at it. Don't forget that blossom end rot is another problem in peppers and tomatoes and watermelons and whatnot, and that is a calcium deficiency, and that we have a product there at the Garden Center called Rot Stop that will help stop that in its tracks. And also, if you're growing watermelons and cantaloupes, as soon as you see little melons, you need to mix up some Epsom salts and water and use the directions on the back of the bag. It'll tell you what to use for plants. And you want to give like an 8-ounce cup of that mixture to each hill of your watermelons and cantaloupes as soon as you start to see little melons. Do it for like 2 weeks in a row, once a week. And what you'll notice is that your vines won't die. They'll still be very much alive and green at frost. And you'll notice that your watermelons and cantaloupes are sweeter, because if the watermelons and cantaloupes don't have this magnesium deficiency, then their leaves will be green at frost, and it doubles the sugar content in your melons. If they develop the magnesium efficiency, you'll get one or two melons, and they won't be sweet. And then the vines will shrivel up and die. And so by applying that couple cups, 8-ounce cups of Epsom salts and water right when you see them start producing melons, that's the secret to having great watermelons and cantaloupes. And we carry Epsom salts at the Garden Center if you need it, if you're trying to grow watermelons and cantaloupes. And so remember our sale. And come out and see us today. We'd love to talk to you about irrigation if you need any of this irrigation supplies. And if you have a pool project you'd like to talk to us about, or a landscape project, we'd love to serve you in that respect. We also build homes as well. We build ICF high energy efficiency homes. And we have several of those projects going on. And if you're contemplating building a home, do your family a favor and at least check out this new way of building, because it's much more energy efficient, much more weather resilient, creates a much healthier environment for your family to live in. And that's what shelter is all about. And with installing some of the systems that we talked about today, you might even find that you might even actually live longer by installing those types of systems. Creating a healthy environment for you to live in is a very important issue indeed. And a lot of people don't even give it a second thought. Most people are more cognizant of the food they eat than they are the air they breathe. And everybody just takes the attitude, well, the air is the air. Well, no, not exactly. If you have mold or mildew in your house, that air could be the air could be killing you. When we build a house, we use steel stud framing on the inside of the house, and we use a new type of drywall that is completely inorganic, has no paper on it. Should that get wet, should you get a leak in your house, or should your house get flooded, you don't even need to remove the drywall off of the walls, and the mold and mildew won't grow inside your walls. And so all those hidden places that black mold gets a beachhead in, we deny that beachhead to the black mold. And so regardless of what mechanical issues might happen down the road, you can be assured that your family will be safe and mold free inside the house. And that's a very important issue. Both my parents and my house had an issue with black mold, And so I know from firsthand experience just how expensive it is to do black mold abatement and the health issues that it causes. So if you care about your family's health, do them a favor and check out this type of house that we build and the systems that we install to make your home much, much healthier. It's a much better way to live, and our houses are energy efficient. So every month that you live there, you're going to get a savings on your energy bill, and over a period of years, that adds up to a significant amount of money. One other issue is that you get a break on your insurance, your homeowner's insurance policy, because your house is more resilient. And we address all five of the major causes of insurance claims, and that is wind, fire, water, mold, and termite damage. So give us a call today, and we'd love to talk to you about those issues. We are going to be moving, and so if you haven't, if you're not a member of our Facebook page, go on Facebook and search for Preston Green on Facebook and follow us. We'll be making announcements about where we reemerge on Facebook, and so any sales that we have going on or moving sales, that'll also be announced on that as well. Well, we're out of time for the day. We appreciate you stopping by today and listening to our show. We hope you found something that you can use at your home and garden. And come out and see us today at the Garden Center. We'd love to talk to you. Have a great week, Louisville.